This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, January 20th, 2018. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and the government shut down another display of really the sad, pitiful, broken system of government that we have, where the Republicrats would try to extort the Democons was trying to extort the Republicrats to accept 3, 4, 5, who really knows how many million illegals there are. I've thought a lot of, here's what gets me. They always, like on NBC they always find, a dreamer that's a police officer now, or, a fireman, someone's doing so good. That's what they show to tug on the heartstrings and blah, blah, blah. But they don't, they don't put any statistics of the crime or the amount of money, society, the drain that this puts on with the prison or healthcare or the schools, none of that. It's always what great people these are and the contributions that they've had. So either you have laws and you enforce them or you don't. Normally in this regard, the United States don't. Now, they enforce a bunch of other laws to the letter of the law, but not when it came to immigration for the last 30 years, because they intentionally wanted to create this disaster that they've created. It was all by design. It's all part of the nation wrecking agenda. It's just that simple. It's not that they care so much. I mean, the people that believe that, I think, are the stupidest dumbasses of them all. And here's why. On the one hand, they think they care so much about, these people, bringing them in. But on the other hand, we'll just randomly kill and murder through the Middle East. I mean, just bloodthirsty for war constantly. So, you're supposed to think that they're such great humanitarians that they care so much. The way the bum would come on with that look that he would try to portray that he just cared so much. So the left hand over here is, trying to help illegal invaders, and the right hand over here is killing Syrians or Afghans or Iraqis or Libyans at will. But how about this for a piece of news now? This is big news. But what'd you get? No reporting in the mainstream media. Thank God for the NewObserverOnline.com. The swarm, now remember this wasn't long ago. The swarm of heavily armed drones, which were recently used to launch a mass attack on the Russian Hemenim, forgive me for that one, air base naval facility in the port of Tartus in Syria, were made by specialists from the countries that produce and actively use drones, the Russian military have announced, effectively pointing the finger at Israel, which is one of the two states in the world specializing in the manufacture of those weapons. Now, isn't that interesting? According to the Russian head of the Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Department of the Russian General Staff, Major General Novikov, the results of a technical assessment of the captured drone showed that they carried bombs with industrial manufactured explosives, which could not have been made locally or taken from other munitions. The assessment of the drones also revealed that any jamming countermeasures would be ineffective. The research showed that the avionics equipment mounted on the drones facilitated their fully automated pre-programmed flight and bombing, ruling out any jamming. He pointed out that precise target coordinates as well as fine adjustments to flight configurations were needed for such tactics to be effective, and that the coordinates used by the drones in the Syrian attack were much more precise than those that could be obtained from open access resources such as the internet. Assembling such a drone requires a large amount of time and specific expertise, including special training, scientific knowledge, and practical experience of building similar devices, Novikov said, adding that the drones had likely undergone flight trials. Specialists from the countries that produce and actively use various UAVs were therefore involved in the development and the construction of these drones used in this attack, he concluded. Moreover, the explosives they carried were stuffed with ball bearings and are only manufactured in a number of countries. They cannot be made in makeshift conditions, the general said. So how about that? Russia pointing the finger at Israel in this drone attack. Now, the story at NewObserverOnline.com is worth taking a look at because they've got some of these drones. These are not the drones that you buy at Walmart, okay? That's interesting to take a look at. That right there, this story that I hold in my hand, that could be, you know, an explosive situation when Russia finally has enough of Israel. You know, Putin has said, quit bombing in Syria. You have no business. Now, I've got a couple of more stories on this, but while I've got a good place here, we've got to get to the Russia Insider story, and I'm going to get to that before we take any phone calls. But here's a good place. Now, this was sent to me. And I just want to share this. This is Jerry Seinfeld. Everybody listen to the Seinfeld. Watch the Seinfeld TV show. You know, you can judge for this what you will. You can say, oh, it's just a comedian trying to be funny. I find it very revealing. I would never, you know, say anything like this. I would never say anything like this, period. So, whatever. But let's play the Jerry Seinfeld clip, and you can judge it for yourself.
Surprised about the disgusting things coming out of Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein is a slimy sexual predator. Kevin Spacey preys on kids. Matt Lauer is a hypocritical pervert. And the list goes on and on. There's no telling how deep the Hollywood cesspool really is.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem.
What you're about to see was sent to me by somebody from Facebook. It's a clip from a web series that has been streamed nearly 100 million times called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's directed and hosted by comedian Jerry Seinfeld, distributed for the first 9 seasons by the digital network Crackle, then moving to Netflix for season 10 in 2018. The series premiered on July 19th, 2012. Episodes feature Seinfeld introducing a vintage car selected for a guest comedian, followed by a drive to a pre-selected cafe or restaurant for coffee. In light of all the garbage people being exposed in Hollywood, in light of so many kids disappearing worldwide each year and the child sex rings being brought down, and in light of the disgusting, disturbing details that came out of Pizzagate, check out what Seinfeld says to Jimmy Fallon as they sit in John's Pancake House in Montauk, New York during season 5. I apologize in advance for the poor quality. I tried to find the original clip, but it's nowhere to be found.
Great, thank you. What you want in a pancake is to have the consistency of young human flesh.
But that's life good.
You were the guy with brightly colored undergarments, and you got soft human flesh in front of you.
Let me play that clip again.
Great, thank you. What you want in a pancake is to have the consistency of young human flesh.
But that's life good.
You were the guy with brightly colored undergarments, and you got soft human flesh in front of you.
Why the hell would anybody say that? What's funny about it? Is it some kind of inside joke? And if it is, what the heck does it mean? This site called Splitsider has an article entitled Ranking Every Episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Under Season 5, Episode 7, Jimmy Fallon, the Unsinkable Legend, they claim the best line is what you just heard him say. What you want in a pancake is to have the consistency of young human flesh. I'm going to keep this video short for today. Remember, a thumbs up for this video is not a thumbs up for what Seinfeld said, but for the fact that what he said is recorded for everyone to see. Let the world and the Google Thought Police know what you think about this in the comments section below. I'll see you guys in the next video.
Okay, there you have it. I thought, you know, I don't know. I mean, you judge that for yourself. I thought very revealing. I mean, I'm no fan of Jerry Seinfeld either. But and that was Corey Feldman, by the way, that was saying that the problem in Hollywood was, is, and always will be pedophilia. I thought that was everyone's acting like this just all came about. It just got exposed. It's been going on, I don't know, 100 years since Hollywood began, however long. This goes back a long way, and they knew, this acting like they didn't. No, give me a break. We all knew. No, this has been, you know, maybe not exposed to this level, but, I mean, it's everybody knew, okay? And but I mean, I'm getting pleasure out of seeing it just all crumble. I wish it would continue or worsen. But you know, 2017, we're on to 2018. I mean, it's interesting, that's for sure. Well, John Stossel, you know, I've heard a couple of radio shows talk about this story John Stossel done on the SPLC. But nobody ever played the clip. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, gets involved in a whole lot of different things, puts people on the hate map, causes a lot of problems for people, blah, 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 blah. But very rare are they ever, you know, mentioned in the media in any kind of way other than, you know, with great fanfare. I don't know that I've ever seen him in the media being criticized. And John Stossel's Jewish. I mean, nobody, you don't have to email me and tell me that, I know. But anyway, I thought you'd find it interesting. A little bit of a look inside. This video was on a story on the dailystormer.red if you want to look, find it, share it, or whatever. But go ahead, Sam. Let's play that clip now. It'll be a good time for it.
There are dangerous hate groups in America. Who will warn us about them? The media haven't answered. The Southern Poverty Law Center, based in that building in Alabama, calls itself the premier group monitoring hate groups. Looking at their map of such groups, you'd think America was consumed by hate. I once believed in the center's mission. Well-meaning people still do. Apple just gave them $1 million. But what donors don't know is that today the center smears people who don't deserve to be smeared.
The presence of radical Islam.
This woman grew up in Somalia, suffered female genital mutilation. So now she speaks out against radical Islam. For that, the center put her on its list.
Multiculturalism failed these communities.
This man was once an Islamic extremist. But then he decided radical Islam was wrong, and now he criticizes the radicals. The center labels him an anti-Muslim extremist, too.
Join the fight against hate and bigotry.
Visit splcenter.org.
I do think that we have a problem with hate in this country.
We put about 10 of these major hate groups out of business.
The center's leaders, Richard Cohen and Morris Dees, would not talk to me. So commentator Nomiki Kant stepped up to defend them.
They have a history, a long history of fighting against extremists like the KKK.
History, yes, but they labeled skeptical Muslims like Ayaan Hirsi Ali as haters.
If you have a horrible experience with religion, that's one thing. It's another thing to use those experiences as ammunition against others who are practicing their religion peacefully.
But they're just speaking, criticizing it.
Of course she has the right to free speech, as does the Southern Poverty Law Center has a right to push back.
We can stand together against hate.
The center also calls the Family Research Council a hate group.
The definition of a marriage is what it's been for 5,000 years. It's the union of a man and a woman.
I often disagree with the council myself. But do they belong on this hate map?
When they don't agree with you politically, they're going to list you as a hater.
You are haters. You hate gays.
No, I don't hate gay people, and I know gay people, and I have worked with gay people.
But once you're labeled a hate group, you become a target.
Developing now, word of a shooting at the Family Research Council there in Washington.
One man was so enraged by what the center said about the Family Research Council, he went to their headquarters to kill people.
A man shot the security guard in the arm.
Fortunately, that guard stopped the man before he could shoot anyone else.
He told the judge that he was there to kill as many of us as possible because we were a hate group.
The council's offices were attacked by a guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't deserve this.
There's always extremists out there. And it's unfortunately the world that we live in. And you know, hopefully people can kind of separate that.
The center also smears the Ruth Institute, a Christian group that believes gays should not have an equal right to adopt children. They're not haters.
I like gay people. I have no problem with gay people. That's not the issue. The issue is, what are we doing with kids and the definition of who counts as a parent?
What if a gay couple had a civil union and adopted kids?
There could be cases where the best person for a particular child would be their Uncle Harry and his boyfriend. You know, that could be. But we owe it to the children to give them the best we can, which generally is a married mother and father.
See, you're a hater.
When the center put her on its hate map, the Ruth Institute's bank sent her this letter.
We've determined that you're an organization that promotes hate, violence, harassment, and so therefore we're not doing business with you. And we went and checked our website, and we were already down.
The Ruth Institute and the Family Research Council are still on the hate list.
There's no appeal. I sure don't know how you get off.
I suspect the center keeps its hate list long, because crying hate brings in lots of money.
Morris Deese's salary is more than my entire annual budget. So, yeah, whatever they're doing, it pays.
Years ago, Harper's Magazine reported that the center's the wealthiest civil rights group in America, one that spent most of its time and money on a fundraising campaign. Now, Morris Deese did once promise to stop fundraising once his endowment hit $55 million. But when he reached $55 million, he changed that to $100 million, saying that would allow them to cease costly fundraising. But when they reached $100 million, they didn't stop. Today,
they have an endowment that now is over $320 million, much of which is in offshore accounts, Caymans and places like that. And
how do you know?
Oh, we look at their 990s.
And it says Cayman Islands?
Yeah.
They pay some of their people more than $400,000 a year.
Well, it's 2017. It costs a lot of money to exist in this world.
Give me a break. The Southern Poverty Law Center now lists people like Ben Carson, Laura Ingraham, and Jeannie Pirro as extremists. But it doesn't list Antifa, the hate group that beats up people on the right. The center's become a hate group itself. It's now a left-wing, money-grabbing slander machine.
All right, I guess it ended right there. I wasn't sure. How about that? How about Ben Carson's a hater? When you get to the point that you can put Ben Carson as a hater, total insanity. And John Stossel did a good job. How about $320 million? Apple just gave $1 million. That was after Charlottesville. Apple and a couple other of these big mega corporations, might have been Amazon, don't hold me to it, it was a couple, just doffed it off. SPLC, unbelievable. I thought you would find that interesting, because a lot of people don't know, and I wonder sometimes when I heard some shows this week that were talking about what John Stossel did, and then I went and I watched the clip, and I was like, wow. Why not, why wouldn't you play that? I mean, there's so much pertinent information. Who knew that these groups, like that one group, all they wanted to do was they wanted to make sure that children wasn't adopted placed with homosexuals unless it was absolutely, mandatory or in their best interest or a good situation. That's all they were trying to do. Put on a hate list, dropped by their bank, website took down, and none of this is reported. None of this is reported about the plight of these groups that are targeted, because that doesn't go along with the official narrative. Just that clip and that whole story is, and yes, the SPLC has become a hate group, labeling everybody else a hater. I mean, this idea that if you stand up for white rights or, oppose open borders or oppose multiculturalism, but you're some kind of hater and they can put stickies labels on you. It's freaking absurd. I'm going to get this story in. Then we'll go to phones after the break. Paul in New Jersey, stay with me. We'll be back in moments. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. I'm going to do this one story, then we'll take phone calls. Paul from New Jersey, just hang on, we'll get with you. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. This is Russian Insider, and a Daily Stormer in the story. And this is huge, and I heard a couple of other broadcasts carrying this story. This is pretty pretty interesting news. Russia Insider said, most people know about it, but few are willing to condemn the strict taboo in the media of criticizing Jews as a group or using that term. One cannot even criticize a small subsection of Jews, a minuscule percentage of the Jewish population, even when they richly deserve it. Obviously, this is a ridiculous way to run a publication whose object is to get to the truth. So I'm writing this to explain why, from now on, the pages of Russia Insider will be open to articles which fairly and honestly address the influence of the Jewish elites, including pointing out when it is malevolent, which it often is, and try to understand it and explain it with malice toward none. I have become convinced that unless we break this taboo, nothing will improve in the human catastrophe unfolding in geopolitics. Millions have died over the past 30 years, and if we want it to stop and to avoid a cataclysm, which seems to approach inexorably, we have to have the freedom to criticize those responsible. It is very clear to me, and it is to many others, that much of the guilt of this comes from Jewish pressure groups, particularly in the media. Now, it goes on to say, The alt-right is a youth movement. Its leaders are mostly in their 30s, and the rank and file, which is large indeed, running by some estimates into the tens of millions globally, seem to mostly range from mid-teens to mid-20s. Much of the alt-right has completely discarded this taboo and revels in flouting it, indeed trampling on it, as the want of young people regarding the more tedious and preposterous conventions of every other media outlet. So I just wanted to get that in. I thought that was rather interesting that Russia Insider would run that story. And, you know, who could disagree with that? I mean, all groups, all peoples, everyone should be a subject to scrutiny and criticism, especially when it's well-warranted. There should be no one, you know, above criticism, but we know these groups, that's what the whole, you know, as much as I've harped on it, again, I feel like the one man adrift, that's what this whole anti-Semitism definition that they're trying, and not just trying, but they're passing all through America, through states, through cities, through colleges. They had the entire Senate vote 100-0 to support it, but they couldn't get it through the House. All these things, and then the BDS, the Boycott, Sanction, and Divest, it's BSD, Boycott, Sanction, and Divest movement. It's all about silencing your ability to speak the truth. So I wanted to get that in. 1-800-313-9443. We'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? What's on your mind? And if the break gets you, I'll hold you over to the other side. Go ahead, sir.
All right, thank you. Listen, when you're talking about Hollywood pedophilia being around for a long time, I urge you and your audience to, for one, see the movie The Changeling, which was done in 2008 by Clint Eastwood and Angelina Jolie, where they kind of cut, you know, they cover this story, but they kind of cover the story at the same time because they allude to the murders of these children that took place at the Wineville Chicken Coop, and that's what it was called, the Wineville Chicken Coop murders. And it was basically by a mentally ill young man named Gordon Stewart Northcott. He was the ringleader and probably the provider of these children to be molested to Hollywood. And they provided these, very likely these young boys, for human sacrifice purposes. And the movie alludes to it, but they kind of didn't really bring it up in that it was a Hollywood racket going on. But Gordon Stewart Northcott was a victim of buggery by his father. And so, and the lesson is here, if you want to create serial killers, bugger children, and that's what the perversion, and we can't tolerate, you know, pedophilia as an accepted practice that they seem to be pushing, because it clearly makes psychopaths out of, you know, young children.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Paul in New Jersey, then we got Frank in North Carolina, Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Paul, go ahead. I'm sorry. I had my mute on, and I wasn't able to talk to you as we were going out. The music was coming on. But go ahead and continue with your thoughts. You were discussing the movie The Changeling. It kind of puts me in mind of the Franklin cover-up and the murder of Nancy Schaefer there in Georgia. But go ahead, sir.
Well, just that happened in the late 20s, and that's why I want to bring that up, because everybody says it's been around in Hollywood forever, and that was an instance where I think it's very clear it's an indictment of Hollywood. And before I go, one last thing. Jerry Seinfeld, when he was 39-year-old, dated a 17-year-old girl named Shoshana Lonstein. This was back in the early 90s. And so he did like him young back then, and I think that's he could be almost alluding to that, too.
Huh, interesting. I didn't know either one of those. I did not know the murders that you were discussing there in 1920, and that the movie The Changeling was. I'm a Clint Eastwood fan. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. Outlaw Josie Wales was his best movie, in my opinion. But anyway, I'll check that out. Maybe it's on Netflix or something. If I can watch that, I will. But hey, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, that's all. That's all, sir. Keep up the good work. Love your show, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Then we've got Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Frank, how are you doing?
Hey,
on a few things. You know, you were that was a very, very interesting article about, you know, the question about, you know, how come we can't generalize and make generalizations about Jews as a group, characteristics of their group and whatnot. Again, it's so hypocritical because they do it with every other group, and they do it the most of all about, they do it a lot about white people. Bernie Sanders, during the campaign, didn't he say something to the effect of, you know, white people don't know what it's like to be poor, which is so silly because most poor people are white in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about, Frank, how about the story I did at the beginning where there was over 100 Jews arrested, forcibly taken out of the Senate building, and total blackout on America media? You can't find that story anywhere.
Well, your best point on that was they don't give a damn about the people coming into the country. The whole point of all these people coming into the country is driven by organized Jewry, and it is to destroy the white man. That's all it's about. Now, they grease the skids, okay? They do grease the skids by going in and, you know, influencing the Department of Commerce, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, and the Republicans are in on it, cheap labor and all that. But they're also controlled by Jews. Both parties are controlled by Jews. So, you know, they get big business to go along with it and not put up a fight against it and kind of, you know, that's just all about greasing the skids. That's not the real reason. The real reason is to destroy the white man. That's the primary purpose of a Jewish person when they're born, is to destroy the white race. And people probably rolling their eyes. I can prove that. I could go on about that for hours and give examples of that. See if there was anything else. With Jews you lose. I know that. Well, one last thing. I did talk with Alex Jones this week, and I kid you not. and I got to thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, he did that before. He told me I need to get on board with him and stop, fighting with him and get on board and praise great people like, and support great people like Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, can you imagine that? I know there's people that love to call in and defend Alex Jones, like he does a lot of good, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, man, the man has lost his mind. How in the world can he justify supporting Alex Jones, supporting Benjamin Netanyahu, and how we all need to get behind Benjamin Netanyahu? He's good for America. It's so ridiculous, man, that people, that his listeners fall for that nonsense.
It is, and you know, I fessed this morning, you know, during this broadcast, that I used to have respect and I used to listen and have about Obama deception and some of the movies and blah blah blah, and some of it helped me. I'll admit, you know, I learned some stuff, but he keeps you in the disinformation lane. It's just like listening to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh never gets down to the nitty gritty of the root of the problem, and he never will. Yeah. If he did, it'd be over. But Alex Jones could, but he won't, because, you know, he's a millionaire now out of this, and he knows where his bread's buttered. And I think that's you know, probably the bottom line to that. But it is interesting to listen to all these different broadcasts and get the different perspectives and see who's trying to get down to the root of it and who's not. You know, I find that interesting. But I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? I always enjoy your phone call.
Well, you know, he kept saying they, you know, he said, put him on hold, you know, got my microphone down. He always does that. And then, you know, he kept saying, they want to do this, they want to do that, why won't you help me? And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, first of all, who's they? I said, they is the Jews. They've been, I mean, everybody you talk about on your show every day, all the bad guys are Jews. And that kind of stopped him in his tracks for a moment, but... Anyway, I got out a lot of good information. I said the deep state, which you really mean when you say the deep state, is Zionist-occupied government. I said it's not the Russians that influenced our elections. I said that the criminal level of influence is the Jewish Israel and their agents in our media and in our government. All right. Well, it's good to hear that some of the German guys are standing up for themselves. It's about time. We're going to have to do that here as well, unfortunately, because these Jews ain't giving up, and they want us dead because we're the only thing standing in their way of total world domination, and I'm afraid they're pretty much there.
Wow. Yeah, I thought that was an amazing story, and the RT.com people, anybody listening to this that does host a show anywhere, do those stories. People don't know. It's incredible. I mean, that is some good news for once when I'm usually just mired down with all bad news. Hey, thank you so much, Frank. We'll go to Jeremy in Kentucky. Then we've got Tony in Illinois coming up. Jeremy, how are you doing, my friend? What's on your mind?
Morning, Farron, and greetings from behind the lines of Bolshevik-occupied United States. You know it's bad when Ben Carson is labeled on the SPLC side. That's getting pretty bad. But, you know, the good thing about that is that, you know, when they put, like, Dr. Duke on there, you know, normal people that can think are going to get on there and say, no, wait a minute. These people are going too far. Maybe I should see what Dr. Duke has to say or some of these other figures that they put on there. But anyway, that's my comment on that. I found that very amusing. I wanted to comment a little bit on what you said about Limbaugh and then maybe that Russian article, too. I'll try to keep it quick. You know, there is a left and right-wing Jewish power structure that I've discussed before. It's very obvious. And, of course, the right-wing Jewish power, you have your talking heads like Fox News, you know, Steven Steinlight, the guy Savage, Mike Savage, and Levin, Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh. Rush is a huge talking head on the right, and his job is to be a pressure relief. A lot of people like us, or that haven't woken to the Jewish question, but they know something's wrong, and they're upset with the government, they get on Rush, and they vent, you know, they let Rush vent for them. And Rush will take you to the edge, just at the precipice of the truth, and then all of a sudden just knock you on a you know, a 90-degree angle and keep you from going over and discovering the truth. But here's the good thing. I listen to Rush every day, and I recommend that your listeners do too, with the exception of about noon Central Time. You need to go to Dr. Slattery's broadcast and listen on RBN. But then get back to Rush, because you can kind of get a feel for the way things are going, because there's very, very, very powerful Jews that, you know, are behind Rush and that feed him information. And he's almost a prophet. He has actually predicted that there could be a third party if they try to impeach Trump and get rid of him, that the Republican and Democrat parties will implode. He said that on his broadcast. I mean, that's major. You know, we haven't had a successful third party candidate in probably over 100 years or more. But the thing about Rush is, like, his listeners, they're the kind of people that we can reach. We can reach these Trump supporters. We can reach these Rush Limbaugh listener tours and start feeding them some truth and getting them to question the narrative. I actually broke through and was on Rush twice in 2016 and got through the phone screener twice. I got to the phone screener about six times, and I got through him twice. The first time I talked about a hypothetical Bernie versus Trump race, and I called Bernie a Bolshevik, and Rush actually went along with it. The second time was August 25th, 2016. Hillary was giving her alt-right speech. I called up, got through the screener, and said, I want to talk to Rush about the alt-right. He didn't grill me, didn't question me or anything. So Rush brought me on right before Hillary gave her speech. You can look this up on YouTube. I'm the last caller on August 25th, 2016. And, you know, you got to, Rush is smart. So I kind of presented myself as a normal conservative, and then he let me talk, and he let me have a little more freedom. And at the very end, I finally got it in, and I said, look, if we don't stop this immigration, European Americans are going to become a minority in this country. Then he shut my mic off, and he tried to explain it and explain how Democrats and the left were trying to destroy this country as founded. But, you know, I hopefully reached a lot of millions of people that resonated with. And these are the kind of people that we need to reach, is the people that listen to Limbaugh and all of these right-wingers. We need to pull them over to the truth.
And you know, you said several things that's interesting. One, yesterday he was talking about how the news media is like a fifth column, and And, you know, he was so right. I mean, you're right. Just right up to the precipice of pulling the scab off of the festering wound. But one thing I found odd, he said yesterday he was predicting there wasn't going to be a government shutdown. I thought there would be because the Democrats were, you know, they were going to try to use this for what they think they're getting some gain out of. I really thought there would be, but he thought there wouldn't. I think Snurdly thought there would, but but sometimes he really sheds some – he calls out a lot like it really is. But then it's just like you said. I've been in a situation where I've been working where I've been having to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't really mind it that much. Sometimes it's – and then sometimes it's not. But it is interesting because he's got millions of listeners, and they are. I agree with Jeremy. There's a large part of them. They know something's wrong. They see the two-party system, but they maybe have never been introduced to, you know, the information that would take them to the next level. And that's huge if you can get through. I've gotten through the call screener one time and never got on. And I've tried this off and on for years. I don't understand it. But I know a friend of mine, his son got on. Like the first time he ever tried to call, 10-year-old kid got on. But anyway, yeah, it is interesting, and it's amazing to me that he can do that year after day after day, year after year, and never touch the true reality and keep that kind of hidden from everybody while continuing as some big liberator of the truth and exposing truth like he claims to do. But I looked it up. He makes about $100,000 an hour doing his show. He makes about $300,000 a day doing his show. So how about it? Like $80 million a year is like Rush Limbaugh's salary. What's that tell you?
Yeah, he's not going to give that up by going to the truth. The Sherry's Berries and that sheet thing that he put in all the security stuff and Apple, they would dunk him like a load of asphalt if he ever said anything out of line.
Yeah.
You know, he gets millions from them. But anyway, yeah, there's that. Then there's the article you mentioned that I heard about that too, about this Russian media outlet exposing Jewish power. Let's keep in mind, though, that Russia's not 100% here. Putin has rabbis that he consults with. His son-in-law is a Jewish banker. And Putin has signed into law Holocaust denial laws, so we've got to keep that in mind, that he's not totally our guy here. And
true.
Sometimes I've noticed, sometimes the right-wing Jews expose the left-wing Jews. It's fascinating. But that's my comment on that, and I'll leave you with that one, Aaron, and thanks for having me on, you know.
Hey, oh, thanks for...
One more
go
thing.
Ahead. Yeah.
Let me throw this out before I go. Getting through to Rush. Now, you can give it a try. It worked for me several times. I had an Apple iPhone at the time. I don't know if that matters. You start calling at about 1 minute before the show begins. So it begins at 11 a.m. Central Time, my time. Call at 10:59. And keep calling. If it didn't redial from 10:59 until about 11:20, that's how I got through about six times.
Did you hear on here about, I don't know what it was, I can't keep track of time, but like 6 or 8 weeks ago I played a clip off Rush Limbaugh where somebody really got in and laid it on the line about Jewish power? Did you happen to catch that broadcast?
I did, and I remember that guy. He got in twice, actually, and he was trying to get Rush to admit Jewish power. Of course, he wouldn't do it. I'll go back in your archives and make sure it's the same guy, though. But I remember hearing that, yeah. But yeah,
that
I guess the screen is different. Yeah, you got to be sneaky, because Snurdly's no pushover either. He's a pretty smart guy. You know, you got to get through the screener. You can't just start saying stuff out. You got to be a little, you know, you got to come on like you're a total right-wing based Trump supporter. You know, that's how you're going to get on.
Yeah, that's good advice. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And keep on calling, Jeremy, because anybody that can do that, and I know Frank calls into a lot of broadcasts, and he gets, you know, Alex got a lot of listeners. When Frank's on there busting the truth, he's reaching. Frank could be reaching, and Jeremy, he gets through to Rush Limbaugh more than, you know, I get to reach in a year doing this broadcast 2 hours a day. I mean, way more. Way, 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 way more. So, I mean, that's hugely important and should really be, you know, that's a noble act. All right, Tony in Illinois is hanging on. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir? If the break gets you, just hang on. I'll hold your thought.
Oh, yeah, fair. If we had more time and if there wasn't you know, more pressing domestic issues to address, like right now on this phone call. I would like to, you know, get into the issue of whether these are Reich citizens, okay, in Germany. Is it hypothetically possible, okay, on day X, whether they could physically depose the occupational City of London Corporation Jew government, okay, in eastern Germany? Could they physically depose them through a lightning strike of violence? Okay, could they free themselves? I think they could, but I want to talk about something. I want to get off of that, and I think it's doable. I've looked into it, but I want to get into a domestic issue here, which is more pressing for us here in this country. Have you viewed the video? And this is nothing new. I knew this was there, and I knew this is going on, but, you know, we have to talk about this. Have you viewed the video on the RBN page, California homeless problem revealed in one incredible video? Did you watch that video?
I have not. No, sir.
Oh, man. I mean, yourself and everybody out there, I don't know how many people are listening, at least a couple thousand. I mean, hold me over.
Hold on, Tony. Hold on. We're coming up on the last break. Tony, you'll have all the time in the last segment. We'll have about 4 or 5 minutes there. We'll be back in moments. Stay with me.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Tony, you'll be my last caller. We've got about 3 minutes or so. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
All right, you know, the bottom line is anybody that knows that's been paying attention to what's been going on in this country, this video is nothing new, okay? But you got to watch this thing. This is going on all over the state of California, okay? This particular homeless camp, which I've heard about, okay, it's in Orange County, and I've heard about this for months now. It's along a jogging bicycle track, okay? If you look at it, it is all white people, okay? Now, there's other ones. They're all over the state. Obviously, they're in downtown L.A. They're all over L.A. County. They're in San Diego. They are all over the state. And our Jew media, okay, is hiding this from us. It's not getting out there. This is a national disgrace, okay? You know, and you watch that video, okay? And it is just amazing. Yes, it does it look better? I know I was telling you to watch the videos of Haiti. Does it look better? Then I kept on watching after I talked to you. Does this white homeless camp that goes on for probably 3 or 4 miles, I mean, it is just amazing. It's all white people. Does it look better than rural Haiti, okay, which looks like basically a garbage dump that a hurricane hit and they never fixed the buildings? Does it look better than that? Yes, it does, okay. Because, I mean, back, I'm getting off topic, but back in the Haitian days in South Florida when these cattle carrier boats were floating in and I was protesting against them, they were putting these dirt bags on welfare left and right. Now they're just coming in on jet airplanes, okay? That's where these people were coming from this squalor in rural Haiti and in the big cities, too. But let's get back to this, okay? This is a national disgrace. Trump should be out there. Okay, at this particular homeless encampment, and then he can go to a black one. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. Does it annoy me to see black Americans, and don't think I'm getting soft or nothing, but they are American. Does it annoy me just as much to see them living in squalor as it does white? Yes, it does, okay, because that reflects on this country and what's going on, and this is all a result of mass non-white immigration and work visas. They are literally throwing white people out of their jobs in California, and because of the overpopulation, the housing is so expensive that they are being forced into tents. And like I said, this whole issue is very relevant now that we have this, you know, this whole so-called government shutdown, and are trying to ram this Dreamers garbage up our butts, and they don't want to approve the wall, and you know the whole argument, and the chain migration, and the visa lottery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the paradox of this whole thing, when you watch this video, and this has been going on for years out there, it's just getting worse and worse and worse, is that you're going to have in some of the big cities today, and I'm surprised it's not as widespread, but in this city, Chicago, tomorrow. Okay, I don't know what the turnout's going to be. It says 850 on Facebook, but there's 6,000. Last year, I think they had, I was in Trump Tower, a bar looking down at this thing. Okay, there was between 3,000 and 4,000 out there. Okay, the scum of the earth, communist, self-hating filth in this city with their white supremacy signs.
Thanks.
And their white privilege. Oh, we're out of time.
We're out of time. Hey, thanks so much, Tony.
Call you next week. That video,
just seeing the pictures of it. Everybody go to Republic Broadcasting and watch that video. I'm going to watch it here just shortly. I haven't seen it. Thanks so much for the phone call. Till next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.